Well, I've been spending the morning at Thatcham, where for the next couple of days, people from the motor industry are going to be looking at some of the very latest technologies, things that are going to make your car very much safer in the future. I'm sitting in a car which I'm about to crash, which is a little bit scary. But before I do that, I just want you to hear about the youth key, because you may have heard talk about this special key that means that you could let your, say, 18-year-old drive your high-powered car, but it would essentially make it much safer for a teenager to drive, wouldn't it, Matthew?
That's right. I mean, there's a huge problem with the young drivers, and of course you get to 17, getting your driving license, it's a rite of passage, isn't it? But youths are sort of seven times likely to have a crash. So what this technology does is allows them to drive a safe car, the modern family car, with all of those safety features, the airbags, the good structure, the stability control. But with modern cars, big cars, you tend to get a lot of high performance. So it curbs the performance, it curbs the top speed, limits the top speed, also won't drive unless the seatbelts are latched, and also it lowers the output of the radio. This is also for distraction, but it's also for antisocial purposes, because obviously a lot of people like driving along with a radio loud and the windows down. That car won't let you do it.
Yeah, it's amazing, because I really sort of cranked the radio up and it just got to a point where you just couldn't turn it up any louder. That was it. And in the future, it's thought that, I mean, it becomes a bit of a Cinderella car in that after midnight, it goes more slowly, so it'll only go 40 miles an hour.
There's a problem. I mean, young drivers between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning, they're 17 times more likely to be killed. So that can have a Cinderella function that says, right, after 2 o'clock, I won't go more than 40 miles an hour to keep you safe.
But we are now going to try an altogether different technology, which is a car that can sense that there's a car in front of me. So there's a Land Rover Discovery about sort of 10 or 20 metres in front of me. It's got a metal bar attached to its roof, which is about 4 metres long, and then dangling down from it is a rubber barrier, which is simulating another car. So the idea is that that drives off at about 40 miles an hour. I will follow it. At a certain point, he will slam his brakes on. I mustn't put my brakes on because I've got to trust that the car is going to brake for me. Now, Matthew, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to hold my phone, because you're going to mic this for me. And you're also going to have to really persuade me to keep my foot on the accelerator, because I know I'm going to find this hard.
Well,
okay, so tell me what I've got to do.
Okay, well, put yourself in first gear, and I'll just tell our car to go. So off he's going. Now, basically, this vehicle, this Honda CR-V, is fitted with a radar system.
This is so frightening.
Looking for the car in front. Keep driving towards
no.
the barrier.
Oh, I just don't believe it.
Keep going. Keep accelerating.
No.
Keep
right,
accelerating.
Okay,
keep accelerating.
Woo!
There we go.
So
you could feel the vehicle automatically brake there. So the vehicle's fitted with a radar. It's warning you. It pulls the seatbelts taut. If you don't react, it automatically puts the brakes on and probably saves your life.
Do you know what? If I could take my pulse now, it is absolutely racing. What's more, we've had a box of chocolates in the back. The box of chocolates has been used for an earlier experiment, which was to do with drink driving. Chocolates are now spilling all over the back seat. Oh, amazing. I mean, some important technology there, because obviously that technology can save lives, but, you know, it hasn't done anything for my blood pressure.